Word of mouth.
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 Word of
mouth.
First things first, I'm the realest. Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby, sitting in for Virginia Prescott. According to the calendar, it's still spring for another week. But according to the music blogs, websites, and magazines, the song of the summer, that warm weather party anthem you'll be hearing on repeat for the next few months, is all but decided. Here to discuss this year's contenders and why the song of the summer is even a thing is Joe Levy. He's editor-at-large of Billboard. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. So we've got our leading contender, I think, Iggy Azalea's hit single Fancy, which I've read in a number of places, is the probable choice for this year's song of the summer. Can you tell me why?
I can, but I just want everyone to know there's still time. There's still time to change the course of the song of the summer. We're just getting started. Iggy Azalea right now is at the top of the Billboard Hot 100. It seems like it's the song of the summer for two reasons. It's the biggest song in the country, and you're hearing it everywhere, which is the number one requirement for a song of the summer. And it's summery. Iggy actually told us at Billboard that she had written this song as the ultimate L.A. driving around song. That's what it is to her, and apparently other people agree.
I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the best lane. From L.A. to Tokyo, I'm so fancy. Can't you taste this gold? Remember my name. To blow.
And it seems like the marking point is Memorial Day. That's when people start counting, right?
Yeah, I think that's when people in general think the summer has kicked off, and that's when we kick off our summer songs chart. So we have that online. It updates every week, but what it is it's going to be a cumulative chart. All the things that go into calculating the Billboard Hot 100 go into that, and that includes radio play, sales, streaming. So you listen to music on YouTube, we count that. And it's a good and accurate picture of what the most popular song this summer will be.
Okay, so you mentioned with Iggy, you know, one of the qualities that we're looking for is a song that you can sort of, you know, stick your arm out the window while you're driving to the beach, you know, blasting on full volume. What are some of the other qualities you would say usually apply to the song of the summer? Very danceable, party vibe?
Danceable party vibe, because it is a danceable party time of year. I think we all agree that the song of the summer in general is the song you can't get out of your head. It is inescapable. You cannot get away from it, and sometimes you want to and can't, and sometimes you don't want to because it's bringing back all the good memories of that fun time.
Your description makes me think of Pharrell's song Happy might have been perfect, but I feel like that one kind of peaked, maybe right after his performance at the Oscars?
Yeah, you know, it's the unfortunate thing. It is a perfect summer song. Pharrell did produced last year's Song of the Summer. That's Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines. So
Oh, yeah. He's
got that vibe down really well. He knows how to make a happy, in this case, danceable, fun song. But yeah, the timing on that one just didn't work out perfectly for Song of the Summer this year. It's still on the charts. It's still a hit, but it's unlikely to dominate over the next few weeks and months.
With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you.
Okay, so I noticed I was looking at some of the other top songs at the moment. Calvin Harris has got a song called Summer that's at the top of the charts. And I was wondering, do artists, you think, actually pursue this song of the summer status?
Well, in this case, I think you have to say yes. I think if you're Calvin Harris and right before the summer, you're releasing a party anthem about remembering meeting you in the summer, you know, I think that's scientifically engineered to be a summer hit. And there are a couple of other dance guys who actually are trying to get in on that action. Tiesto, huge DJ, has a song called Wasted. It's not about wasting time. It's about partying too hard. And again, this is a song that's just out. It's just building now. And I think it's one that he and the record company are trying to engineer as a contender for Song of the Summer.
I like us better when we're wasted. It makes it easier to say yeah, yeah, yeah. Lay all your laundry off the bed. Then I'll lay it instead.
so what do you think, if it's not going to be Iggy, do you see any other songs maybe sneaking past her, you know, throughout this summer? What about Ed Sheeran? He's got that song Sing. Pretty much sounds like they cloned Justin Timberlake circa 2002. I need you, darling, come on, set the tone. If you feel the falling, won't you let me know? Oh. I think that could be a sleeper hit.
I don't think it'll sleep. I think it'll actually be a hit. The number two contender also involves Iggy,
yeah.
And it's Ariana Grande's Problem, which has been a huge hit. It hasn't yet peaked. It hasn't gotten to number one. Iggy Azalea's featured on that song, but she's the one keeping it out of the number one slot. I think it will go to number one eventually, and I think it's a contender.
Do you think it's part of the whole song of the summer thing is that by the end of the summer, we're totally all played out? We're so sick of this song, we don't want to hear it anymore?
Why? Are you feeling particularly upset about 2012 and Call Me Maybe?
Well, there's only so many times a song can be used in an internet meme, right?
Yeah, I think that on the one hand, you want a break. You know, it's a little bit like saying at the end of the summer, do you want another hot dog? You know what? I'm going to take a break. I'm gonna like lay off the backyard barbecue for a second. But there'll come a point in a few months when it's cold, you'll be missing it, and you know what? Iggy Azalea or Ariana Grande is going to come back around, and you might actually have some instant nostalgia in December.
So, you know, speaking of December, what do you think it is about summer that we want an anthem for it? It's not like we spend time debating the song of the winter or the song of the fall.
You know, we don't, but it's really funny. There is that tradition in England of the Christmas number one.
Ah.
There's actually campaigns. It's a battle to get to number one right at Christmas week. You know, it's true that we don't debate what the song of the winter is. And I think it's because this is a special moment. You grew up, you're off from school. The radio dominated your life then. And that's when you formed memories of sitting around with nothing other to do, then head to the beach, listen to music, have a good time.
Okay. So you're a numbers guy. I'm going to give you a chance to maybe get off the charts for a second. What are you listening to this summer?
Wow. I am actually looking forward to the Ariana Grande album, some of which I have already heard, and I'm going to say it's pretty good. But I'm listening to an up-and-comer. His album isn't out yet, but it's fantastic, Sam Smith.
Okay.
You know him from the Disclosure song that he sings on, and of course he's got his own hit right now, but the whole album is fantastic. It's more down-tempo and lovelorn than I think your normal summer anthems might be, but it's going to be a big album this summer. Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see.
All right, well, Joe, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Joe Levy is editor-at-large for Billboard. You can find a link to Billboard's Songs of the Summer chart at wordofmouthradio.org. And not everybody is into Iggy Azalea and Pharrell, so we charged our intern Molly with coming up with a list of alternative summer anthems for 2014. You can check out her playlist at wordofmouthradio.org. But you can lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay? And we move from the songs of the summer to the songs of the pitch, the worst World Cup songs the world has to offer in 2014 when word of mouth continues. But darling,